everybody, and welcome to the Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers on this Christmas week. I'm very happy you're here with us today. Our special guest is Sally Marks, and Sally's going to be speaking to us about how to erase negativity from our lives. I was really inspired by this interview, and I know you will be too. I think you're going to enjoy it, and we'll be back with that right after this on the Journey of Hope. Tell you all about something that happened yesterday. A very good friend of the show, Kayla, or as she's known on the internet, ex-felon girl, was in a car accident and broke her left wrist and her right arm. What happened was Kayla was going to do a segment for this episode, and we were going to record it last night, but she never called in, and I was thinking that she snubbed me. And this morning I got an email from her mother explaining to me what had happened. And there's two things here. First, Kayla, Rose and I feel so bad that you're going through this, and right now at Christmas too. And second, shame on me for thinking that you had snubbed me last night. I very much respect you, and you're on fire for helping ex-offenders, and I wish you the speediest of recoveries. We'll be right back after this on the Journey of Hope. Be sure and catch us next week when we have noted author Tom Von Deck, who is an expert in meditation, and he's going to be explaining how to use meditation to get some relief from the stressors in our life. It's an important show, and I hope you'll be here for it. We're going to come right back with our discussion with Sally Marks on how to get rid of the negativity in our life.
Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you? Golden hair surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes?
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. Our special guest today is Sally Marks. Sally has been fascinated with the power of optimism since she was just a little girl, and she has co-authored a book called Erase Negativity and Embrace the Magic Within. Hey, Sally, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just great.
Excellent. You know, you say on your blog that you've been fascinated with the power of optimism since you were a little girl. How did that manifest itself in you at such an early age, Sally?
You know, I had been pretty happy, and then we moved to Arizona from Chicago, and it was a tough move for a little girl. I guess mm-hmm. I wound up with shingles and wound up actually getting kind of depressed, and it changed my life. And so I think I always was trying to go back, mm-hmm. you know, to that period in my life where I had been a little bit happier, and but I wound up actually becoming a little bit of a negative Nelly, and mm-hmm. that's a lot of fun.
Well, where does, for the rest of us, where does the negativity, I mean, all of us have negativity, where does that negativity come from?
Well, I suppose it's almost all based out of some sort of fear. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's fear of rejection, fear of failure, that's kind of a blanket statement, but I would say that if we examine most of our negativity, it does come from some sort of fear.
And you mentioned a good point. You say that it's a habit. We're not born negative people, are we?
I have met a couple crabby babies, but I have never met a negative one. And so I think that, yes, absolutely, a lot of it has to do with how we're brought up, how we're nurtured. I think there might be some exceptions, but yes, negativity is a habit, and it's a mm-hmm. sneaky one. Mm-hmm. And it gets in there, and then before you know it, it's controlling your life.
Well, how do you go about identifying the fact that you're a negative person? I mean, can a negative person figure out that they're being negative all the time?
You know, it's funny. Some people think, are aware of it, but I would say a lot of people that are negative have no idea that they are. Mm-hmm. They would say to me something like, I'm not negative, I'm just being realistic. Mm-hmm. But then I would say back to them, if your sense of realism is making you a pretty unhappy person, not only for yourself, but for those around you, then chances are you're a lot more negative than you think.
So if somebody says, I'm not negative, I call it like I see it, which I think you wrote, they're taking the wrong approach to issues, aren't they?
I think so. And I would probably ask that person how happy they are. You know, there's a lot of, you know, data now that optimistic people are a lot happier. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a false thought that maybe they're not being as realistic as they could be, if you are realistically becoming a lot happier and healthier, it's worth it to delude yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that word healthier, and I know you're not a doctor, but how can negativity affect your health? I mean, just being negative all the time, it does, doesn't it?
You know, even something like right now in winter, where mm-hmm. people tend to get a lot more colds, happier people are 35% less likely to get a cold in the first place. And then if they get a flu shot, they produce 50% more antibodies. And so, and not to mention that the negativity and the stress really plays havoc on our cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. Doctors now are really embracing this a lot, that being negative really does hurt your health.
Mm-hmm. Sally, I love the way you've laid your book out. You highlight the stories of people who have attacked this kind of negative attitude in their lives and have turned out for the better. And what I'm curious about is, how did you find these people? How did that work?
Well, there were a few people that I knew. Mm-hmm. And then I have a co-author, Jacqueline, mm-hmm. and she knew a couple people. But it was kind of interesting that once we really got rolling on this and really started believing what we could do to help people, people just kind of started showing up in my life, people that I would not normally get a chance to deal with. And one I'm a PR person. I was at the TV station with a client, and a lady was on the air, an author, and we got to talking, and she was so optimistic. I said, could I interview you for the book, which, of course, she was happy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one was another book I was reading that I was fascinated. Noticed that she was from Berkeley. Mm-hmm. I wrote her and said I was coming to San Francisco, and would she be willing to be interviewed? And she said that during the 3 days that I was going to be there, it just so happened she was going to be within walking distance of where I was staying, because I didn't have a car, and I got to interview her.
Mm-hmm.
So once the ball started rolling, I started bumping into people that were just perfect for the book. But I would say probably knew about half of the folks.
Mm-hmm. And the title of your book is Erasing Negativity and Embracing the Magic Within. Let's talk about the magic within. What is that?
Well, I think besides just happiness, but finding magic in the moment, because I think we've all had that wonderful feeling where something's going great. It's not like it's out of this world, but just this wonderful feeling one gets. But we also discuss in the book some other topics that maybe other people might think of as more magical, your energies, the aura. There are some things that kind of hint a little bit at more of the metaphysical, but a lot of it is just that magic of when you can transform your life and be a happier person.
Mm-hmm. And what about dealing with other people that you know are negative, that you have to be around, say in the workplace, for example? What would be your advice about how to handle people like that?
Well, I always say you can always shove a copy of the book. But realistically, that's true. There are negative people, and they are going to be in our lives. And one thing, of course, is to be a great example and to try to eliminate as much of your own negativity as you can. And sometimes people on their own will see you're happy, and they may ask you. But actually, there is a chapter in the book that even talks about a few visualization techniques one can use to kind of create like this invisible bubble around yourself, that so even if they're negative, you don't take it personally.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that's their issue, not yours. Because it's true, you're not going to be able to stop negative people, but, you know, a lot of it is if you're going to take it seriously or not. It's like if my little 3-year-old granddaughter tells me I'm a kangaroo and she's afraid of kangaroos or whatever, I know that's not true. That's her issue. That's not my issue.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, that's how it is with negative people. So there's a few tips on how to protect yourself kind of emotionally and energetically.
Mm-hmm.
And then, other things like just, obviously trying to avoid negative people as much as possible. And sometimes even, and this is tough, I think especially for women, but maybe I might hear for some more men, that had the same, issue, that when there's a lot of negativity, sometimes having the guts to just say, I really don't think that's a very nice thing to say, and,
mm-hmm.
And try to, switch the conversation to something else. And pretty much after a while, people will think, I can't be negative around this person, and they're going to say something, or they try to get you to join in and gossip, and just standing up and saying, I'm not going to take part in that. And pretty soon they'll avoid you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll think, oh, I don't want to be around this person. And that's actually a good thing. So mm-hmm. those are just a couple little tips. But mm-hmm. we do address that quite a bit in the book.
And we talk all the time on the show about, when we approach other people, we have to realize that we can't change other people. And I noticed that you mentioned that somewhere in your materials. I read that that you had written that. It's right on target.
Oh, absolutely. And as much as we'd like to, it's just like, counting your neighbor's wealth. You can do it all day long, but it's not going to earn you a penny. And
mm-hmm.
so...
So you mentioned earlier how to identify negativity, and Sally, I'd like for you to expand on this for us a little bit. I'm going to ask you, how do we overcome negativity. And if you could, please just be as detailed as you possibly can, explaining to us how we can get past negativity.
Okay. In the very first chapter of the book, we talk about becoming aware. You know, the first step is you have to be aware that there is negativity in your thoughts, your speech, in your actions. And a statistic that I thought was interesting is the average person has between 40,000 and 65,000 thoughts a day, and 95% of those are negative. So the bad news is that's a pretty high number. The good news is that you're able to make a dent in that pretty significantly by trying to catch those thoughts. Be aware that you're making them, however works best for you, whether you want to make a tick mark or tap your head or something and think, okay, that's right, that I'm being negative there. And then the second part is to erase and replace. And we can't just, like, blot out negative thoughts from happening. So what we do is you try to change that and turn it into a positive. Like, oh, say, instead of saying, I'm too fat, mm-hmm. you know, which is a common one, especially for women I know that are my age, say, I enjoy when I make healthy choices. And turn it into something positive. So being aware of the negative statement and then replacing it with something positive. And this is something you're going to have to do over and over and over again until you build a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a third one that is a very common, but it really makes a lot of difference, is to smile. Mm-hmm. And it sounds funny, but it's really true, especially when you're in a bad mood. And take a couple minutes, go into the bathroom, look in the mirror, and smile. And sometimes the very irony of it will make you laugh, and then it kind of breaks its spell. But I think a lot of people don't even realize they're going around with a frown on their face, and then they wonder why everybody is reacting negatively to them. Mm-hmm. But if you can force yourself until it becomes a habit to smile more, then more people are smiling back at you and having better interactions. And so these are just a couple of very basic, easy steps that people can do. And again, you know, to become aware, mm-hmm. erase and replace, mm-hmm. and then to smile.
Excellent advice. I really like that, Sally. And, you know, keep it in mind, the audience that we have here on Journey of Hope, the many ex-offenders that listen to this show, I want to ask you, you know, to give us some advice in terms of keeping the negativity out of our self-talk and our thinking. And here's why. Ex-offenders, as they go out to job search, and particularly with job searches, but even with trying to start new relationships, they seem to always be getting slapped in the face. Now, that may be a negative statement, but it does have some validity to it. So how would you tell the ex-offenders that are listening how to keep that kind of negativity from creeping up into their thinking?
Well, I think one thing is your choice of friends and who you choose to spend time with. And if you start hanging around people that are more positive, in a good place, and I think this is probably especially important for former offenders, is, you know, whether it's church or, you know, some sort of spiritual community or something where the people tend to be more positive and maybe less judgmental, and getting those people in their sphere. And then as they're around more positive people, and they get more kudos for being more positive themselves, it's easier. Because it is hard to be positive when you're around cynical people.
Mm-hmm.
But then as an internal change happens, then very often an environmental change happens as well. Also an expectation. If you have an expectation that people are not going to be treating you well, I do think that you, whatever you think about, does, you know, the law of attraction, you do mm-hmm. tend to attract that into your life. But I would say try to be around supportive people, optimistic people, and then before you know it, a lot of that can rub off in a more positive way. And, in like, I'm a writer, mm-hmm. and I know that I was rejected probably 200 times for the book, but I really believed in what I was doing. And I thought, you know, it doesn't matter that I'm rejected 200 times because all I need is one. Mm-hmm. All I need is one.
That's right.
And each time a rejection came in, I thought, okay, if it takes 200, I'm 199, you know, efforts left mm-hmm. than I have to make. And that, you know, 196, whatever it takes. And think, okay. And just try to, you know, change the mind frame a little bit. And I know it's easier said than done, but it's like any other habit.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do it over and over again, pretty soon it does change the mindset. And then that reaps a lot of rewards in that.
Sally, tell us how we can get a hold of your book. How do we do that?
Well, it is on Amazon.com. I also have it in a lot of bookstores. And so what I'm telling people, if you don't want to get it on Amazon for some reason, and they prefer to go through me, if they just want to email me at comicsal@gmail.com, and they tell me where they're at, I can tell them probably a store that carries it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's comicsal@gmail.com. Or mm-hmm. just go to Amazon, click on books, and type Erase Negativity, and it'll pop up.
And your blog. How can we get to your blog? Which, by the way, I've been reading through. is very interesting. How do we get there?
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. That is www.erasenegativity.blogspot.com. So erasenegativity.blogspot.com.
Well,
I
Sally,
just posted a new one today. So.
Oh, good. I'm going to go back and look at it. Sally, listen, it's really been fun having you here. I want to encourage everybody to try to get a hold of Sally's book and to check out her blog. I was on something today where there are a couple of chapters there in PDF that you can look at for free, and that's really cool. Sally Marks, the book is called Erase Negativity and Embrace the Magic Within. I highly recommend it. Very informative, Sally. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on the show.
My name's Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this on The Journey of Hope.
The telephone, nobody's home.
Well, hey there. I'm going to take a second to do something a little bit different this week. Had a nice thing happen in my family this week that I want to share with you. My stepdaughter, Jessica, married Julio, and Julio is now a part of our family, and we're just really glad to have him. I have a song here that I want to play for Jessica and Julio and everybody that's in any kind of a committed relationship, whether it be a friendship, the relationship that you have with your parents, your brothers, your sisters. I want you to listen to the words of this song. It's an excellent song. I'm going to try to play as much of it as I can. Julio and Jessica, congratulations.
What you are to me. Inspiration.
Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me are the only one. All I said, happiness, no more be sad. Happiness, I'm glad. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you and me.
Well, that's all the time we have this week. I want to wish all of you a very, very peaceful and Merry Christmas. Kayla, you get well soon, okay? Remember, if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you all next time right here on the Journey of Hope.